We're going to be in Acts chapter 8, if you'd like to turn there in your Bibles, Acts chapter 8, and we are going to take a step back from our series titled The Greatest Sermon Ever Preached, which is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount that we have been working through. We're just going to spend a small amount of time looking at this work of baptism again and what Christ has done. I think it's very important. You know, a lot of times with baptism, I think even as a society, kind of don't really fully understand what's happening in baptism. We think religious ceremony, kind of a ritual or something that we need to do to please God. And that's part of it. There is an obedience there. But I think that where we miss it is that we don't see that this is something, a decision that we're to make on our own before God. And it's also supposed to be something that is done before the people of God, before the church. There's something deeper happening here than just water, me dunking you in water. There is something greater happening here before the church. And as you see people baptized and hear testimony, you will sense that, you will feel that, you'll understand that. Why did Jesus tell us to do this? What's the purpose? He did tell us to go make disciples of all nations, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then teach them to observe all that he had commanded us. All of the teachings of Christ. And so here it is, make disciples, baptize them, and then teach them to observe all that he commanded. You see that three steps there? Make disciples, how does that come? That comes through the preaching of the gospel. What is the gospel? We have sinned before God. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. We sinned before God and it broke the relationship. Just like when you sin against another person, you do wrong to another person, can very easily break that relationship. Well, this relationship with God was broken greatly because of our sin, rebellion against him, Adam back in the garden, disobeying God, broke the relationship that Adam had with God. And now here is Adam and here are all humans running around the earth, not reconciled to God, not doing what they're supposed to, not even knowing what they're supposed to be doing. And look at the earth. It's exactly what the word says, is that humans are really running around without purpose, without focus, without desire, not knowing what they're supposed to be doing. And so that's why Jesus came to the earth. He came to die for those sins that Adam did in the garden, that we have done here on earth, that separate us from God. He took the punishment on the cross. That's what the cross was for. Sin has to be punished. If someone does something wrong, a judge has to deal rightly with that. Okay? Yeah, anybody would say, if someone hurts somebody, if someone breaks the law, if someone does something wrong, we all say, yes, justice must be served. Well, we broke Almighty God's law and justice must be served. And that justice is punishment. But Christ took that punishment for us on the cross so that we could be brought back into a relationship with our God. When we're brought back into a relationship with God, we have found the reason we were made to live. We were made to be with God. We were made to walk with him. So how does that happen? It really simply comes through believing on the message of Christ, believing in his death and resurrection and the work that he's done, and then walking with him. Now, when someone becomes a disciple of Christ, let's just say we have people here today, you know, people say in the church, I've come to know Jesus. I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a Christian. Well, how do we know that? How do we see that? One of the first acts of obedience is baptism. And that is stepping into the water and saying, yes, something happened inside of me. And church, I want to let you know, Legacy City Church, I want to let you know, I have gone from death to life. Notice, the dunking of the water is the same symbolism as Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. But also notice this. It is a symbolism of a spiritual death, burying the old person, the old ways, and a spiritual resurrection to a new life and a new way of pursuing and walking with God that maybe you haven't been pursuing before. And so you're saying, yes, Pastor, that work has happened in my life. I'm a follower of Jesus. I have been raised to life on the inside. He is my Lord and Savior. Well, we get to now declare it before the church in the symbolism to get into the water and identify with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and a spiritual death, burial, and resurrection for you. And you're testifying to the church that you are a Christian and a follower of Christ and the work that he has done. I want to read a passage here in Acts chapter 8 where we see somebody converted, and then within a few moments later, he is now baptized. And I love how it works. So we're going to read in Acts chapter 8, and we're going to start in verse 26. If you want to stand for the reading of God's word, that'd be wonderful. We stand for the reading of God's word because we want to give him honor. These are his words. They're not mine. My words are all right, but God's words are a lot better. And so I want to give him honor for his word, and we're going to read it, soak it in. And so listen to the story here. Verse 26 of Acts chapter 8. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise, go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.' And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, 'Do you understand what you're reading?' And he said, 'How can I understand unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: 'Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth.' And the eunuch said to Philip, 'About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going on the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?' And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing." Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this picture. We thank you for this story. And we ask, Lord, that it would minister to us and open our eyes to your truth about baptism. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. So here is this Ethiopian eunuch, this government official from the Queen Candace of the Ethiopians there in Africa, and he is riding on his chariot. Yes, this thing was absolutely amazing, as you can imagine. It's probably a beautiful, gorgeous chariot. It's a government official riding on it. There he is on his way. And an angel of the Lord comes to Philip and tells him, "Hey, go and approach that guy on the chariot." I don't know how he pulled this off. Do you run up next to a chariot and like, "Hey, pull over," you know? It's like, "No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking." That's a joke. It's pull over, cardigan, Dumb and Dumber. You'll get it later. Okay, thank you. Pull over, right? So I don't know. He gets on the chariot with them, and he's reading the scroll Isaiah. Now, not everybody just has like a little pocket Bible Isaiah there with them. This guy's got a scroll. He's a government official. He has access to these type of things. He's got the document, and he's reading it. He doesn't know what he's saying. Philip jumps in there with him and starts to explain the scriptures to him. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. Church, legacy. The followers of Jesus Christ and disciples should be helping others understand what the scriptures are saying. We need to be spending time with other people explaining the scriptures to them. That's what making a disciple looks like. That's what we do. Your coworker, your family member, your friend. Let's sit down and open the scriptures and explain. Let's make disciples. You see what he's doing there? You see what Philip is doing? Gets in the chariot. They start riding away, and he's explaining it to them. And it says there at the end of the text, while they're reading Isaiah 53, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, didn't open his mouth. This is speaking of Jesus. And the Ethiopian eunuch, he asks him, he says, "What does this mean? Who is this speaking about? Who is the prophet writing about?" And then Philip gets a big smile on his face. Doesn't say it in the text, but I know he did, man. Why? Because he started to share the good news about Jesus with him. He shared the good news, and in sharing the good news, the next verse says that somehow the eunuch came to understand that he needed to be baptized. In the presentation of the gospel, there must have been a presentation to repent, to believe on Christ for forgiveness of sins. The good news message that yes, we are a lost people. We are a lost civilization running around trying to figure out what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be forgiven of the sins that have separated us from God and brought back into a relationship with Him. And that's what Christ has done. And if you believe on that, He will come and live inside of you. And we are to be followers of God all the days of our life. We're to love God and love people. That's what we're supposed to be doing on this earth. And all the other stuff is just fun. It's okay to enjoy and have fun. But man, we have a mission of getting the gospel out to the world. Philip does this for the eunuch. The eunuch understands. And as they're cruising on their chariot, they come up to a body of water. You know, the horses are hammering. Yeah, this is great, man. This gospel stuff is amazing. Jesus in the book of Isaiah. Amazing, amazing. The eunuch says, hey, here. There's a body of water over here. Why don't we stop? And right now, why don't you just baptize me? There's a body of water. He says, well, maybe I should. He says, well, what's keeping me from being baptized? He says, nothing. Pull over the chariot. They get out. And right there in that moment, Philip takes the Ethiopian eunuch, this government official. He takes him and he baptizes him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. After he has presented the message of the gospel to him, and that Ethiopian eunuch resurrected on the inside, his spirit came to life on the inside, and he says, what's stopping me from being baptized? I want to identify with Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection right there on the spot. And that's what he did. And he baptized him there, and then it says there in the text that the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away somehow, teleported him out. I don't know how that works. You can ask God later. But it says it happened in the text. And the Ethiopian eunuch goes on his way, I'm sure, ministering the gospel to many more. So what are we doing here today? I want to share two very quick things. Number one is, what does baptism symbolize for the already believing, baptized believer? There are some of you here who are already baptized. Some of you here who have been walking with the Lord for a long time. What is baptism a symbol for me? How does this work for me? Number one, it reminds you that your sinful nature was buried a long time ago and that you're no longer enslaved to sin. You are slaves of righteousness. And so to be enslaved to sin and to be living in sin is contrary to what you've been freed to do. It's like the guy who's been freed from the prison cell. The doors are open, the handcuffs are off, and you've been freed from the sinful lifestyle of destroying your life in sin, running away from God. And then every once in a while, you like to put the handcuffs on and back your way back into the cell and say, come on, close the door, I want to play prison. We're freed from the sinful nature. That was buried in the ground in Jesus' death and punishment that he took on the cross. And we are now slaves to righteousness. What do you mean? Before, you did not have desires to completely follow God and do what is right. Do you realize that? Before, there was a desire just to run from God and do wrong and to rebel against God. And then the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us, raises us from death to life. We now become slaves to righteousness. And all of a sudden, we have these desires to go to church, to read our Bibles, to pray, to walk with God, to not sin and not to disobey God any longer. It's an amazing thing how that happens. I remember the day that I woke up. I just remember the night before, some pastors prayed for me. And the next day I woke up with a desire to carry my Bible, to study it, to want to walk with God and to want to please God. What happened? How do I explain that? Is that just some willpower that took over? I don't think so. The Spirit of God comes and lives inside of a person and literally takes over and causes us to want to walk with Him all the days of our life. For the believer, Legacy, I hope you are reminded every time you see somebody baptized and dunked, the old person is dead. That person's buried. You don't have to put the cuffs on anymore. Whether it is lust or greed or lying or hating or gossip, whatever it may be in your heart, the sins that continue to come back and try to grab onto you, try to cuff you and enslave you, realize that something supernatural has happened on the inside, according to Romans chapter 6. That we're no longer slaves to sin. We are slaves to righteousness. I know you're warring inside. I know you're convicted over these things. Me too. You need to know this. We do have the Spirit of God living in us, pulling us and driving us in the direction of worshiping God. And that's what I'm thankful for. If I didn't have Jesus, I'd lock myself up and stay in prison probably for the next 10 years. According to my sinful self. but I'm thankful for Christ and the Holy Spirit freeing me and pulling me in the direction of Him. That's for the believer. That's for the believer who's been baptized. For the believer who's not been baptized, you get to get in the water before the church. Well, before that, come and share just a few minutes, please, of your story and what God has done in your life, and let the church know where you've come from and what the Lord has done. Because it's testifying once again that God is still at work in us. You have been drawn here today to be baptized today. That's a miracle already. And the fact that we have some, 15, 17 people signed up to be baptized today, I'm absolutely beside myself. I'm thanking God. I can't believe it. We're going to hear testimony. We're going to see people baptized. And I want to just read off just a few things that baptism does. And then I'll give specific instructions here. And we'll get on baptizing. What do you say? Here we go, church. Baptism declares you are obedient to God and obeying His command to be baptized in Christ. You're baptized into Jesus, not into legacy. You're baptized before the church, and this is before a church family who loves you, cares about you, is committed to you. But we are baptized into Jesus Christ. You're not baptized into Josh Thompson, okay? Don't get baptized in my name. It won't do anything for you. Sorry. Get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, okay? Baptism declares to everyone that you have repented of your sin, put your faith in Christ, and that you're going to follow Him all the days of your life. Baptism tells the church you are a believer and you are choosing to follow Jesus. Baptism is you identifying with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, as I said. Baptism tells the world the old me, the old person, the old life is dead and buried under the ground, and a new person has come forth, resurrected to life. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything is made new.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I've been coming to Legacy since the beginning. The reason why I want to be baptized is so I can be closer to Jesus. I feel that more people don't believe in Him, but I believe in Him with all my heart. He is my Savior, and that He always has a plan for us. I see more people getting closer to Him, and we should bring more people to Jesus and God.
Father, thank you for the work that you're doing in our young people. You have a plan for the next generation. And we thank you for this heart already wanting to worship and serve you with all of his heart, Lord, to be pleasing to you and to walk with you and to serve you. And I pray that you'd bless him. And I pray that he would grow in his walk and understanding in you, that his Bible would become precious to him, that his prayer time would be essential, and you'd grow him to be a mighty man of valor who walks with you all the days of his life. Would you bless him? Would you fill him with your Spirit? And would you raise him in the ways of you? We dedicate him into your hands, and we pray that you'd be pleased with his baptism now. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Samantha, and I have been at this church since the beginning. The reason why I want to become baptized is because I want to accept Jesus in my life, and I want to become closer to Him. I look forward to going to church every Sunday. When I go to church, I like to stay in the kids' ministry. Since I love going to church, I want to accept Jesus, and I want to accept Jesus and to become closer to God.
Father, thank you for Samantha. Pray that you'd bless her. We pray that you would walk with her, please, Lord, all the days of her life. That she would be a woman who fears you and who serves you. And Lord, has never turned away to the right or the left. But her eyes are on you, dedicated to you, walking with you. And I pray as she does so that you would bless her. And that she would experience all of you, the fruit of you, all of the blessings of you, that as she walks with you closely, Lord, the reward would be there, and she would recognize your grace and mercy and never be pulled away. Never be pulled away. So please, Lord, would you bless her? And I pray this would be a monumental moment for her, one that she would never forget. Help her to keep her eyes on Jesus all the days of her life. We pray it in his name. Amen. Samantha, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My name is Jackie, and I have been coming to Legacy City Church since the very first day. This church and all my brothers and sisters have been an incredible blessing and an answered prayer, not only to me, but to my entire family as well. I haven't been walking with the Lord very long. It's only been a couple of years since I gave my life over to Jesus. And each day I'm amazed at how far he has brought me and everything that he's doing in my life. He pulled me out of the darkness, out of my despair when the world that I had built for myself came crashing down around me, and I had nowhere else to turn. He loved me and accepted me, even though I had been running from him all along. But he was waiting for me to reach the end of myself, to submit to him fully so that he could begin working in my life unhindered. Through the trials of my life, God has been there with me and created something beautiful from the ashes of my former self. I received the greatest gift of all, salvation, and a relationship with my Heavenly Father. That is why I choose to be baptized today, so that I can declare that I am a follower of Christ and that I will walk with him all the days of my life.
Father, thank you for Jackie, Lord. Thank you for her commitment. Lord, her faithfulness to you, her faithfulness to the church, and I pray that you would bless her. Oh God, would you fill her with your Holy Spirit? Would you help her to walk with you closely one day at a time, really seeking you in prayer, really knowing your heart, really listening to your guidance? You give her wisdom, Lord, as she leads and her directs her life. She sets an example in her life. You would carry her through each of the trials and tribulations that she works through from day to day, all the stresses and burdens that she may carry from time to time. You would lift those. And Lord, you would carry her, and that she would lean on you. And I thank you, Lord, for the transformation that has happened, the opportunity to walk with you, and how she has been faithful just to serve you and seek you one day at a time. And Lord, I pray that you would bless her. Would you fill her, please, now, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, new and afresh. Would you let this be a moment she'd never forget? Please, Lord, would you open her eyes to see new things? Would you bury all of the old self under, bring forth a brand new woman in Christ Jesus? We thank you for the transformation that's already taken place, and we believe you even have much more in store. We love you, Lord. We commit her to you now. We pray your blessing on her as a baptized. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jackie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Brianne. I have been coming here from the start. The reason I want to be baptized is because I want to show everybody that I'm following God as my Lord and Savior. And I love him, and I want to walk with him all of the days of my life.
Father, thank you for this little girl, Lord, this child who is growing in the ways of you already. Lord, I pray that you would bless her. I pray that you would please fulfill that prayer that she prayed, that she declared, Lord, before the church, that she would be able to walk with you all the days of her life. She would never turn away, Lord. Her eyes would be on Jesus. Nothing can distract her. Nothing can pull her focus. Holy Spirit, would you guide and direct her, lead her in truth, keep her from all of the enemies of the world, keep her focused on you. I pray she'd be walked and blessed by walking with you all the days of her life. And I pray she would grow into be a woman that would love you and serve you, be a godly wife one day, Lord, be a godly mother, be a godly grandmother. love you and serve you, love her grandchildren. Please, Lord, would you bring legacy here into this child? We ask that you would raise her to life like never before. She'd have desires like never before. Bless her. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you ready? You want to plug your nose? Okay, perfect. You ready? I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name's Makai, and I've been coming to Legacy for about 4 months. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and about 2 years ago, God moved my mom and I here to sunny California, and the weather's been great. but we weren't sure if we would be able to stay. But then about a couple weeks ago, God paid off my tuition for this year, and I'm able to continue to stay here and attend Legacy, and it's just been one of the greatest times of my life. I know I'm young, but I can't wait to continue my walk with Jesus Christ. And yeah.
Father, thank you for Makai, Lord. Thank you for her. Thank you for bringing her here. Thank you, Lord, for leading them here to Studio City. What are the chances that I'd be baptizing her here today? You're so good. We love you, Lord. And I pray your blessing on her life, that she would be a woman who fears the Lord, and that her eyes would be on you, she would love your word, that you would develop her and grow her into an amazing woman of God, powerful woman in the city, stands for your truth, stands for your ways, and is a great example for the next generation. Would you fill her with your Holy Spirit? Would you start even a newer work in her than she's ever experienced? Would you deepen her walk? Would you plant her feet in the ground? And Lord, bring forth fruit in her life that many would be able to feast from, many would be able to enjoy love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. Lord, that you would put all of that in your servant, and she would serve you all the days of her life. Bless her, Lord. Thank you for her. We pray your hand upon her life now. I pray it in Jesus' name. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Christina. This is my second time here at Legacy City Church. I'm going to start off by saying that my mom and my sister pray for me a lot. And I believe through their prayers, it's what brought me to realize the kind of person I've been most of my life. I've been very selfish, selfish meaning that all I focused on was my career. I worked hard in trying to be successful. And as I was going up in my career, I noticed I was neglecting my family, my friends. And that's not the kind of life that I wanted to live. It was making me really sad. I thought that this couldn't be a way to live, and I couldn't continue to live like that. So I felt like I needed to, the answer was with God. I just didn't know how, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. So I decided to research God, research Jesus, and I learned more about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can guide us in our day-to-day decisions. So then I'm like, okay, well, let me choose this path. Let me choose the path of the Holy Spirit so he can guide me on the decisions I need to make in my life, because the decisions I was making on my own so far weren't working and they weren't making me happy. So right now, I feel like maybe the last couple of weeks I've been going through a cleansing, and the baptism is part of the cleansing. So I'm choosing this path right now. I don't know what God's will is for my life, but I'm going to trust in him, believe in him, and move forward in this. And I also want to say, for those of you who are praying for your family members or your friends, God hears your prayers. They'll come to God when he's ready for them to receive them. Okay.
Father, we thank you for Christina. Lord, thank you for the work that you have begun and that you will finish. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You write it out. We have been created in Christ Jesus for good works, to glorify you with our lives.
And I thank you, Lord, for the work you've begun in her and that you will finish till the end. You're going to walk with her through life one step at a time. We thank you for your commitment to us, Father. And I pray, Lord, that she would walk with you. You are committed to walk with us, but that she would be committed to walk with you as well, one day at a time. And that, Lord, you would build this woman to serve you, to love you, to walk with you, and to minister to many more in this city. Would you have your way? Would your will be done? And even as she has declared, Lord, not sure what the next step is, but we know the next step with you is perfect and right and awesome, and that you know the step that needs to come. And so we declare to you that we trust you. Not my will, but yours be done. And so please, Lord, would you bless her now? Thank you for this act of obedience and being baptized before the church. And I pray that the old person would remain under and a new woman would come forth in Jesus' name. Would you fill her with your Holy Spirit now? Renew her strength. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Christine, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good morning, or afternoon. I'm a little nervous. I like the musical accompaniment. It's really nice. I've actually been attending Legacy City Church 1 year today. 1 year today. Actually, it might have been last Sunday, but I thought this would sound better. I'm really not sure. It was all I know is the last part of July, so close enough, right? I'm not much of a public speaker, so I'll try to get through this without boring everybody. My mom was Christian, and so she raised me to be a Christian, and she definitely taught me to believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I did. And she took me to church. Actually, she dragged me to church, kicking and screaming. I wasn't much of a churchgoer when I was young, but I went. And she even enrolled me in Christian school. And I've actually been baptized once already, but I was really young. That was a long, long time ago. And I don't think I really knew what I was doing. I think I was just going through the motions and, you know, kind of doing it more for my mom than for the right reasons. Plus, I think there was this really cute girl who I kind of had a crush on. And she was also getting baptized. So I figured, hey, kind of a great way to have something to talk about. I never saw her again, so it didn't work. But anyway, as I got older, you know, my mom said, hey, you're a big boy now, and you know, you can decide for yourself if you want to continue going to church. And I basically said, okay, I guess I won't go. So I kind of started to rebel. You know, as I grew my hair long and pierced my ear and got an earring. Whoa, what a rebel, right? And kind of did the rock and roll lifestyle for many years. That's why I moved out here in 89. Did all that. Had, you know, my fun, so to speak. And then about 10 years ago, approximately, I discovered a radio station, KKLA, on one of my many trips back home to visit my mom and family. And thank God I had regular radio back then and not satellite or not my iPod or something. I was listening to real regular radio, and at first I was like, I'm not going to listen to preaching on the radio when I'm on the freeway. But there's not much to listen to when you're on the way back from the grapevine to LA. There's maybe a few country stations, which I wasn't going to listen to. So anyway, I kind of gravitated back toward KKLA and listening to the Word of God, and it really kind of spoke to me and changed my life. And I started hearing some really good pastors, one of them being Greg Laurie, which I think he knows. And I really just started soaking up the Word of God in my car, as opposed to being in a church setting, being distracted, because I have ADD, or at least I think I do. So it was a good way to really kind of hear the Word of God and be reintroduced to it all over again. So before I go long here and they play me off, about 10 years ago, I realized I need to get serious again, and I started going to church down the street. Not church down on the way, that's a different one, but I kind of church hopped for a while, and then I was going to Grace Community Church. And then just about a year ago today, or last week, I was with the girl I was seeing at the time. I said, you know what? I went to the first service they had here with Greg Laurie as a guest speaker, but I didn't get to hear Josh speak, and I had a really good vibe about this church. So we came a year ago today, or last week, and I loved it, and I've been coming pretty much ever since. We were still going to Grace Community, and I like John MacArthur a lot. You know, he's been preaching for a long time. He has so much experience. But something about Josh and his energy and his passion and his love for Jesus Christ just really won me over. And everyone I've met here has been so good and so genuine. And I've made good friends, I've made good friendships, good relationships. They've helped me through one of the most difficult times in my life when I had a relationship end earlier this year. And so many people were praying for me. And so I really feel like I've made some really good lasting friendships here. Not just people that you say hi and bye to and then you don't see them again until next week or ever, but people that I stay in touch with. So it's been a big blessing. So, this is a pretty serious deal. I realized that I need to kind of reintroduce myself to Christ and really, really make a commitment, which I'm doing now. And I've been doing, it's a work in progress, but it's happening. And I figured, hey, here it is. I'm going to get baptized once again. I guess this will be the last time, unless I do it when I get really old. That's pretty much it.
Father, thank you for Chris. Thank you for his journey. Lord, you brought him here and built friendships. You've deepened his walk with you. A genuine commitment, Lord, refined through the fire. You're making him new. You're building his heart and building his mind with your truth, with the seeds of your gospel, with the seeds of your righteousness, and they are starting to produce more than ever in his life, and I thank you for that fruit. And Lord, I thank you for this step of obedience as well, Lord, even baptized as a child, but just saying, might not have meant much, but this is a monumental moment for him. I pray, Father, that you'd be pleased, you'd be blessed by this moment, and that you would propel Chris's walk forward in the direction of you, and that he would walk with you as a new man, new creation. Old things have passed away. Everything is made new. The old man is buried, and a brand new man is coming forth. Would you grow him to be a mighty man of valor who seeks you all the days of his life? Blessed is the man who knocks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it he meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that leaves never wither. It brings forth fruit in its season. And I pray that you would bless him, Lord, that his roots would go so deep, and many would be blessed by him. He would disciple many. He would bring many into Christ. Bless our brother now. We pray that you'd fill him with your spirit, new and afresh, Father. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know I can't swim, right?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You want to grab my arm here?
Yeah.
You want to grab my arm here? Yeah. Sorry.
I'm doing it wrong.
Let's do this one.
I don't want to step on his toes.
This is
my
so
sandals.
Much. I got you. Father, I baptize Chris in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've been coming to Legacy City Church with my wife for about a year, and for me, I've never given a testimony. I've never, didn't even think I had one, really. I went to church. I, you know, pretty much had a moral compass that was pretty strong and didn't really stray or rebel. And I really thought God was, you know, more of someone that I'm going to handle this in my life. And, you know, I got this handled, and God, I need you to handle this as well as an ATM machine sometimes. But it wasn't last past couple months that my struggle with alcohol really was a time for me to be, I guess, reexamining my life. And, you know, God really does work all things for good, because without that struggle, without that alcohol, I guess, per se, in my life, I wouldn't have reached out to Josh for a men's group. Or even be standing here today. That's the truth. So I really thank you. And I guess the best illustration that God is working in my life right now is that a couple months ago, I had to help my father-in-law build a fire pit. So I had to basically haul decomposed granite back and forth to the backyard, and we were packing it. And basically the process is you pack it, or you level it, you wet it, and you pack it. So we're doing that, and basically getting towards the end of the pile, there's a lot of rocks and twigs and a lot of undesirable stuff that you can't build a good foundation on. And so I took a bucket and put it to the side and I put a mesh or metal screen over the top and started sifting out the rocks and the twigs. And in the bucket, it was just pure decomposed granite. And when you wet that and pack that, it is a foundation that is as solid as concrete. And that's where God is really working for me right now in my life. And I'm just going to leave you with this, that I came across this scripture that I guess read to me, or really spoke to me, especially on today. It says, Romans 8:1, is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Ryan. Thanks for bringing him here to Legacy. Thank you, Spirit, for drawing him here, ministering to his heart, shouting things, Lord, to him in his obedience to make moves in direction of you, to try to walk with you, to try to seek you, to try to bless you with his whole life. And I thank you for that. And I pray, Lord, that you would seal him. You would seal his heart and his mind. That, Lord, he'd be able to see 10, 20, 30 years into the future, Lord, a legacy of walking with you and leading a life pleasing and blessing you. That you would use this attractive personality, Lord, to minister and to grab and to pull people closer to you, God. That he would be a light in this city. That he would pour out into others. People would sense that joy and that peace and that rest. And it would strengthen and build even a stronger foundation for him to build more in the direction of you. I pray for his foundation, Lord, that it would be only in you, Jesus. That somehow, Lord, you would teach him even more about this, and that his roots would go so deep, not even the heaviest storm could pull it out. That the trunk would stay rooted in you. That he would be a wonderful husband. That he would be a man who fears you. That he would be a father in the future who fears you. He would be a grandfather, an old man who worships you and teaches his grandchildren to bless you. So please, Lord, would you do that work in him? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Do not live according to the deeds of the flesh, but to the Spirit, Lord. We live according to you. And I pray as I baptize him that you would seal it in him, that your grace would pour out on him all the days of his life. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I baptize you, Ryan, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, I'm Elise, and I've been coming since almost about the beginning of Legacy. And I chose to do this today purely through the encouragement of my Christian friends here. Because I know without them, without the encouragement, the texts, the phone calls, the youth groups, the outings, I probably wouldn't be coming because I have a really tough time making friends and keeping them and learning how to trust my friends. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for them that I get to confide in Christian people who give me the right advice, who turn to Scripture to help me instead of leading me astray from God. And I just, this is also to strengthen my relationship with God so that I can keep following God and keep my relationship strong with him, that I will always have him in my life.
Father, thank you for Elise. Thank you, Lord, for her commitment to you. Thank you for the depth that you've already grown in her and that you are continuing to work in her walk with you. And Lord, I do pray your blessing upon her now. Thank you for her commitment to her family, Thank you for her commitment to the church. Thank you for her faithfulness to you. And oh God, I ask that you would grow her to be a mighty woman that would worship and serve you all the days of her life. Lord, that she would never turn to the right or the left, but her eyes would be set on you, and that she would walk with you, that she would seek you, and that she would find you each and every day. Lord, that she would sense you speaking and ministering to her through your word. She would hear your voice clearly, and that she would follow you with all of her life. I pray that it bring many blessings into her life, that she'd be an example and she'd be able to pour that blessing back into other people. She'd be that light here in her city, in her friendships, in her family, in her workplace, Lord. Wherever you place her, I pray that she would be a light and that no one would ever be able to put that out. She would shine bright for you, Jesus. Would you bless her all the days of her life? Pray it in your name. Amen. Elise, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My name's Mary Ellen, and I've been coming to Legacy City Church for about a year. And my disciple was my niece, Elizabeth. Last July, I found out that I had a huge financial reversal, my whole retirement account, and I was just about to retire, and she came down that weekend and read the Bible to me, and on Sunday morning, she woke up and she said, "We need to go to church," and I was really incapacitated emotionally and physically. I didn't want to live, and we Googled a church, and it was Legacy City Church. Thank God for Google, right? And I came here, and I was broken, and I didn't want to live, and I had coffee with Pastor Josh, I think Monday or Tuesday after that, and he gave me some things to do, and my life has been restored by the grace of God. And I was baptized when I was an infant, and I was in the Catholic Church, but this is really very different for me. I read the Bible every day. I pray every day. And I believe that God saved my life. And I owe everything to this church and to Pastor Josh. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Mary Ellen. Lord, what a journey, just as CC said. What a journey you have done in just a matter of a year. We want to praise you, Lord. We want to bless you. We want to bless you for the work that you've done. And I pray that you would continue to strengthen her. Thank you for the light that's coming out of her. Thank you for the joy and the peace and the rest. In the midst of great trial and tribulation, Lord, you have restored this woman. You have made her great in your eyes and a great example, Lord, to those who are around her. Thank you for the friendships that have been built here. Thank you for the life-changing work that you have done in her life. And I pray, Father, that you would deepen her even more, that this would be just the beginning to an amazing walk with you, seeking you and knowing you for eternity. Thank you, Lord, that you're never leaving us nor forsaking us. We need you. We need you above all things. And I pray that over Mary Ellen, that you would remain with her, Father, that you would carry her through life, through each decision, Lord, through each step that she takes, so you continue to carry her and walk her through it. And I know that she will be blessed all the days of her life. And so, Lord, would you fill her with your Holy Spirit even now? Would you refresh her? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And you have done this. And we thank you, Lord, for it. As I baptize her now, Lord, I pray that all of the old person would remain under and the new person would continue to come forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mary Ellen, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tatiana. I haven't been attending very long, just maybe a couple of months. But I actually grew up in church and in a Christian household. I accepted God into my life at a really early age, maybe around 8 or 10 years old. But like many people, life got in the way. Friendships, relationships, money, career. And I did pretty well on my own. But that was the problem. I was on my own. And all that glitters really isn't gold. And once that facade fades, what are you really left with? And luckily, I had my family who has always been there for me and I'm sure prayed a lot for me. And so as I was started to reestablish my relationship with God, I've learned a lot of lessons along the way. And I now really understand the importance of being baptized and really identifying with the death and resurrection. And I've seen how my life has just changed in the last few years for the better. So I'm really excited to see what the future holds. And I'm so excited to get to share this with everybody. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Tatiana. Lord, thank you for the work that you've done in her. Lord, you planted seeds in her heart as a child. And her family helping her to know Christ, to walk with the Lord. The churches around her, Lord, that she's experienced. And now you've brought her to Legacy, and I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for our opportunity to minister, to love, and to serve, and her growth that has even taken place in her life already. And I thank you, Lord, for the understanding of that death and resurrection, Lord, seeing that you have done a work for us, Lord, that you have put that old person to death, or that old person that wants to sin and run from you, Lord, under, and that you literally raise us spiritually to life. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for renewing this life. Thank you for opening her eyes. Thank you, Lord, for showing her the true path of righteousness. And I pray, Lord, that you'd bless her for it, that as she walks with you, she would bring you glory with her whole life. Whether she eats or drinks or whatever she does, she would do all for the glory of God, that she would find that path in each day. She'd be a great example to those in this city. Bless her life, Lord. Fill her with your Holy Spirit. Help her eyes to be focused on you in each moment. We pray your blessing on her now. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Tatiana, baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mike. I've been going to Legacy with my sister about maybe over 2 months now. The reason why I'm getting baptized today is because I want to acknowledge that the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And about a year ago is when I confessed my faith and Wild Harvest Crusade. I wouldn't have had a chance, have had the opportunity to be with the Lord. Jesus healed my depression and made me a new person. I'm more than thankful to have him in my life. If it wasn't for him, who knows where I'll be today. Thank you so much.
Father, thank you for Mike. Thank you, Lord, for opening his eyes, healing him of his depression, Lord, healing him of the darkness, giving a brand new opportunity in life to walk with you, to know you, and to serve you. And I thank you for the people that you've placed in his life to encourage and to build him up. And I pray over this man, Lord, that you'd bless him, that you'd strengthen him, that his legs would be like pillars, Lord, and they would not move. They would be founded in you. They'd be grounded in you. And that you would train him and raise him, Lord, to walk in godliness and walk and a righteous example to those who are around him. And that as he fears you and walks with you in each day, Lord, you would bless him. He would see that reward, Lord. He would see the treasure and the work that you're doing in his life. And your grace would motivate him to want to seek you more. And so please, Lord, would you have your hand upon Mike's life, Lord? Would you bless his whole life, everything that he touches? I pray, Lord, that it would be used for your glory. And so please, Lord, continue the work that you've started in him. Finish this work at the day of Christ Jesus. Help him to walk with you all the way into eternity. Keep him close. I thank you for this brother. Pray your blessing on him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Mike, I baptize you In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelly. I've been coming here to Legacy with my daughter, Makai, for about 4 months. We first came on Easter Sunday. We found Legacy, like a lot of people, through a neighborhood app called Nextdoor. And I'm so thankful for the person who's probably sitting here today who told me to come to Legacy City Church. I grew up in a Christian home, wonderful family back in Chicago with my mother and father. My father was a minister. He taught for over 30 years in the basement of our home in the south side of Chicago. And we had so many people come throughout our home and get to know God for themselves. And as a little girl, I watched this over and over again, but I really didn't have a relationship with God for myself. And my father would constantly say in church, his greatest joy for his children were for them to know God for themselves. And that when we got to heaven, he couldn't get us in there. We couldn't say, oh, my dad's over there. He was a minister. Jesus, just let us in. And so he constantly told us that we had to have that relationship for ourselves. It wasn't until I moved here to California about 2 years ago. I had graduated with my doctorate, and I thought I was trusting in myself, and I thought, oh, I'm going to do something amazing, something great, because I. And with each and every no that I got, it brought me closer and closer to God. The more it brought me on my knees, the more I started not leaning on my own understanding. I started not trusting in myself. And every single month, I watched God show up for me and my daughter and take care of all of our needs. And I'm so thankful today, because I know that God brought me here. And I'm so thankful that my daughter got baptized as well. And that my father, who's now with the Lord, is so pleased today, because his daughter will see him again someday. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Kelly. We love her, Lord. We know you love her and are passionate about her. And man, we thank you for the work that you've done in her. Lord, you've been so good. You have heard her prayer. You have come and done a work that only you can do. You have restored and done things that only you can do. And it's evident even in her testimony. We thank you for that. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless her. You would strengthen her in her walk with you, that she would continue to be a godly mother, a godly example in this generation. And that she would be a woman that would fear the Lord all the days of her life. And that you would raise her up, Lord, and wherever it's at, whatever workplace or whatever circle of people, wherever the friendships develop, Lord, here in this city, that she would be a light and that no one would be able to put it out. Lord, would you continue to walk with her? Lord, as she loves and serves her daughter, Lord, would you continue to grow that relationship deeper in you? And Father, I just pray over her life that you would continue to take care of her forever and ever, and that those worries would continue to go away, and that you continue to carry her through each moment of life. We thank you, Father, that you hear our prayers, and I ask that you would please fill her with your Holy Spirit now. Lord, would you bless Kelly? And would joy and peace and rest continue to flow from her life that would really bring salvation to other people? Let your light so shine before men and women that they would see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Would you bless her? Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Grab my hand here. Go ahead and grab your hand. This hand here.
No, okay.
Just grab this hand. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Kelly, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, I'm Luca. I've been coming to Legacy for over a year. I had written a testimony, and it was well written. I'm a writer. But I'm going to speak from my heart. I'm here today to be baptized because Jesus Christ has literally carried me by the hand here. For those of you that know my story, there's really no human explanation for why I stand here. My alcoholism, I saw the best doctors, the best psychiatrists. Most of them rendered me hopeless. Everyone that had hope in me is here present right now. Pastor Josh, Mike and Peg, Kelly, Izzy, Emmy and Dee Dee, my father, my godmother, and my mother in heaven. I've been given another chance at life. I lost a decade due to my addiction. I was angry at God. I didn't understand. And it all makes sense now. I had to be broken to be here right now. I'm very grateful. It's a gift. I will cherish it. And what comes to mind is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thy comfort me, thy rod and thy staff. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your comfort. Thank you for getting me here.
Father, Lord, thank you for Luke. Thank you for the work that you've done in his life. As he has declared, Lord, this is a work of you and you alone. Lord, who can raise a dead man to life? Who can make the blind see and the deaf hear and the lame walk? Who can rip out the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh? Only you. Who can change the mind? Who can raise us to life? Old things passing away and new things coming forward. I thank you for the work that you're doing in this man. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to restore and continue to work. I thank you for the brokenness, Lord. I thank you for the desire to grow and want to walk with you. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would sustain him, that new desires would birth forth each day, and that there would just be a pulling and a longing and a desire to walk with you and to seek you and to run from the other gods of this city, to get away from the things of the world and to get close to you. Thank you for legacy, Lord. Thank you for the work you've done in Luke and bringing him close to us as a family. And we pray, Lord, that you'd bless him. You bless his future, that you would restore all the things that the locust has tried to eat away, that they would be restored back tenfold, and that he would see it with his own eyes, he would taste it, and he would share that with others. People would be blessed by it. And so please, Father, would you plant him in the ground now, and would you produce fruit like only you can do in his life? Bless my brother. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Luke, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, my name is Dora, and I'm going to make this short and sweet, but it's from the heart. Today, I rededicate my life to Jesus Christ, my Savior, trusting in him for the forgiveness of my sins, and with God's help to obey his teachings and follow him the rest of my life. Amen.
Father, thank you for Dora. Thank you for this woman of faith. Thank you for the work that you've done in her life. Thank you, Lord, for her example even now. And I pray that her example would be a legacy to her entire family, that they would see a woman who fears the Lord and stands for truth, stands for righteousness, stands for godliness, that it would beam forth from her life so much that it would actually change her family. They would see her good works and glorify their Father in heaven. And so, Lord, would you have your hand upon her as she prays for her family, as she is ministering to those around her, that you would bless her. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Please give her the words of wisdom that she needs to encourage and to bless and to help those who are in need, who need that word. Thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in her life. Thank you that you're going to carry her all the days of her life. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And Dora, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Irani Torres. This is my first time here at the Legacy City Church. I'm kind of nervous, I'm sorry. Okay, I come from a Catholic family, and I take the decision to follow God. For many years, my life has been a disaster, like doing alcohol and drugs and everything. And now I want to keep the word of God. I don't want to feel alone anymore. And I want to walk of his hand the rest of my life. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Irani and the work that you've done in her. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her all the way today from San Clemente, Lord, to come and be baptized here at the church. And I thank you for her brand new walk with you. And I pray that you would please help her and guide her and direct her one day at a time. I pray for discipleship in her life, Lord, that you would please bring those around her that will minister and help her through life and encourage her and pray for her as she walks through life. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide and direct her like only you can. Lord, would you help her to listen to your voice and to walk with you closely? And Lord, that you would plant her, that great blessings would come not only into her life, but out of her life as well, into other people's lives. As she lives for you, as she walks with you, I pray for her understanding of the Bible, Lord, that it would come to life, that she would see you, Jesus, more than ever before, that she would pray to you and walk with you all the days of her life, that she would be a wonderful woman who fears the Lord and who seeks you and is able to minister to many others around her. Please, Lord, would you ground her in the church? And would you keep her close to you all the days of her life? Fill her with your Holy Spirit, I ask, Lord. I pray that joy and peace and rest would continue to come to her life. As I baptize her, Lord, I pray that she would come forth in newness of life. All things have passed away. Everything has been made new. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Irani, I baptize you, yes, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Was that wonderful or what? Can we bless the Lord for all these testimonies?
I just want to testify to the church now that Jesus is alive and well and still ministering and working in people's lives. You've been able to hear testimonies. You can see the changed lives and the work that God is doing. But Legacy, listen, we need each other. We need to encourage and embrace and serve one another. Not only are we to make disciples, but then we are to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then guess what? We are to teach each other to observe all that Christ commanded us. And I want you to encourage those who have been baptized. If you know somebody who's been baptized, or maybe you don't know them, would you make the effort to build that relationship? Or would you make sure that people are being discipled and ministered to and built up? We really need to make sure that we're strengthening and praying for one another. But I believe God is going to baptize and bring many more to faith here in Los Angeles. And man, I'm fired up. I'm excited about it. Look at the work that he's done. We're coming up on 2 years here at Legacy just in a couple months. And look what God has done already. Amen? Please, be a people who shines the light of Christ. Be a people who teach others to observe Christ's commands. And be a people who love and serve one another. And I believe that God has great plans for us even in this next year.